After days of emphatic denials and in the face of growing evidence, Iran admits it did shoot down a Ukrainian jetliner when it was misidentified as hostile shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. Everyone aboard was killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered what he called all responsible departments to, quote, take any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called for an investigation into the Iranian army to place guilt, and a military statement said those responsible for the shootdown would be prosecuted. The general in charge of the Revolutionary Guard air defenses said today he was taking full responsibility for the tragedy. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday as Iran was facing mounting internationally. Six people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top...
Qasem Soleimani, in his final days, was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump appeared in a Fox News Channel interview on the Ingram Angle Friday.
"We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad."
From Washington, this is VOA News. Taiwanese voters.